in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you for your sent word. Thank you because your word is bringing us light, divine illumination, divine insight, divine instructions, divine impartations, transformations, miraculous manifestation. Thank you because you are confirming your word with miracles, healing, signs, and wonders. At the end of the day, your name will be glorified. Let nobody leave this miracle service without a miracle, without a testimony that they met you on this mountain. Touch everyone, transform everyone, change people's story tonight by your word and by your spirit, in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands, so you people. If you are excited about August Miracle Healing and Impartation Service, you will give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, shout glory. Help me welcome to your neighbor, to your right, to your left. Say welcome to our month of dominion and welcome to August MHIS. Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places, in high places. Glory to God. This is your service. I say this is your service. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you've been attending miracle healing impartation services before. You are wondering, when will my turn be? The Lord said this is your turn. He said your turn has come. That's why I say this is your service. This is your encounter. This is the one you have been waiting for. Since January, this is the MHIS you have been waiting for. And my God is going to transform your life beyond recognition. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. James chapter 5 verse 17. Power through prayers. Power through prayers. Konda barakatiza. Mande preskuta. We are going to pray. This is a word of exhortation. And see, as we pray, there's about to be supernatural shiftings. I'm telling you, you are living this level that you are. Power through prayers. Elias was a man of like passion. Elias is talking of Elijah, as we are. Okay, 16. Let's start from 16. James 5, 16. It says, confess your fault one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Look at that B part. The effectual fervent prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then verse 17. It says Elias or Elijah was a man subject to life passions as we are.
In other words, he was a human being like you. He lived in this human body. That's what this scripture is saying. He felt tired sometimes. He felt discouraged sometimes. He felt weak sometimes. He was a man subject to like passion. And he prayed earnestly. Kalido Balatiza Brandeke Palatia. He prayed, in fact, the Hebrew rendition is literally he prayed prayer. He prayed prayer. People that sing, you call them singers. People that dance, you call them dancers. People that jump, you call them jumpers. People that pray, how do you call them? Help me. That's what you are becoming in this service. I said the grace for you to become prayer to your generation is coming upon you. He said he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years, 6 months. Next verse. So Elijah locked the heavens over the nation of Israel using spiritual laws of prayer and put the key in his back pocket and was strolling around. Then after 3.5 years, God then told him, he said, Abel, go and open the open the heavens. And he prayed again. He prayed, you know, this is our month of dominion. And a major way you assess the power to walk in dominion is through prayers. Dominion is practically impossible without power. And prayer is a major channel for that power. Am I communicating? The power to dominate circumstances. The power to dominate in your field. The power to dominate your world and sphere of influence. The power to walk in dominion. Look at how Elijah was dominating the spiritual and even physical climate of Israel using spiritual laws of prayer. He prayed again. He had prayed before for the heavens to be locked because Israel had gone into idolatry. They've gone into Baal, worship of Baal, sponsored by Jezebel, who influenced Ahab, the king. And the Bible said, because anytime they go into idolatry, according to the book of Deuteronomy 28, the heavens are permitted to be shut over them. So Elijah, understanding the word of God, he prayed until the heavens shut. And then after 3.5 years, God told him, go and show yourself to Ahab. I will send rain upon the earth. And the Bible says he prayed again. And the heaven gave rain. He prayed again and the heavens gave rain. The rain of the Spirit is provoked by prayers. And the earth brought forth her fruit. And the rain will bring about supernatural fruitfulness. Am I communicating? Now go back to verse 16. Give me an amplified. James 5:16b. The amplified version. I like the way the amplified put that B part. Kunda barakataya. Meletoza. It says the earnest, in bracket, heartfelt. Look at the characteristics of the prayer. Heartfelt. Heartfelt prayer. Not the one that is coming from your head alone. Is it heartfelt? Heartfelt. The thing was emanating from his heart like molten magma. Am I communicating? Heartfelt prayer. Heartfelt prayer. Monde ge balatia. It's not the one you are praying, but you are thinking of something else or some other things. It's a heartfelt prayer. His heart was fully involved. Wholeheartedly he prayed. And then he said continued. That talks of persistence, perseverance in prayer. Continued. If you read the account in 1 Kings 18 from verse 41 to 46, you will see that Elijah prayed at least 7 hours, because he climbed Mount Carmel and he cast, the Bible says, he put his face between his knees and knelt down and started praying. And then he told his servant, go and check. After 1 hour, the servant went and checked. He said, I see nothing. He continued praying again. He said, go and check. The servant went and checked. He said, I saw nothing. And then he continued until the seventh time. The servant said, I see a little cloud like the hand of a man. And then Elijah knew that the transaction was completed in the realm of the spirit. I tell people, you don't pray and stop because you are tired. You have to pray until you prevail in the spirit. You remember Jacob that wrestled with the angel of the Lord until the breaking of the day? The angel said, let me go. He said, for where? He said, I will not let you go until you bless me. So he persevered and persisted. There has to be a continual insistence in prayer until there is a change. And then the angel of the Lord looked at him. He said, what is your name? He said, Jacob. Jacob means deceiver. It means cunning person. 419, like Yahoo. You know? And then he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and power with men, and have prevailed. You see, Jacob, he tarried in prayer until he prevailed in the spirit. And listen, life is spiritual. Before you prevail in the physical, you must first prevail in the realm of the spirit. Nothing just happens. Things are made to happen. There are exact laws, both spiritual and natural laws, that control the happenings on earth. And the natural laws are subject to the spiritual laws. Am I communicating? Things are made to happen. That's why the Jews, they don't believe in coincidence. This English word, coincidence, is not in the Hebrew language. There is no word for coincidence in the Hebrew language, because they don't believe in coincidence. The Jews believe in cause and effect. As in, any effect you see, something caused it. There is nothing like coincidence. As in, any effect, as in anything that happens, any result you see on earth, it was caused. There was a causative factor in the realm of the spirit, because they understand the spirituality of life. Am I communicating? Tell your neighbor, nothing just happens. Things are made to happen. See, there are some things in your life that if only you will pray. See, prayer we unlock and detonate like a bomb the power for change. If you are tired and sick and tired of the state that you are in life, then it is time to pray. Every situation is changeable by prayer power. You must fight in prayer for your life to make progress. You unlock and release like a missile the power for progress on the altar of prayer. Am I communicating? If you don't pray, I'm telling you, you will suffer demonic delays. Are you aware a lot of people's lives and destinies are being delayed by demonic forces, demoniacal forces? Why? Because of prayerlessness. When they are supposed to pray, they give excuse. They do everything else minus prayer. And demons like it that way. They will get you busy with everything else as long as you are not praying, so that they can sit comfortably on your life and destiny. But know when you start generating firepower. Am I communicating? No matter how mad a fly is, have you ever seen any perch on a hot stove? with blazing fire? No, they have enough intelligence to stay off. Am I communicating? And Satan is called Beelzebub, prince of flies. So the flies can be likened to demons. You can pray your way out of every stagnation. You can pray your way out of every prison. Ask Paul and Silas. You cannot imprison a praying man. You cannot imprison the life and destiny of a praying person. Jelika Parakatai. They put Paul and Silas in Philippian jail with maximum security. And the Bible says at midnight, instead of them complaining, instead of them blaming God. See, if it were some Christians that were faced with the same problem that Paul and Silas were faced with, you know what they will be doing in that prison? They will say, oh God, why you do us like this now? They will start blaming God. Say, after all, it was your gospel we were preaching. And look at how we ended. They casted out demon, the spirit of divination, Python spirit, from that slave girl and ended the business of her master. And the master got angry, and then he influenced the people so that they will arrest Paul and Silas, and then they threw them into Philippian jail. Before they even threw them into jail, they flogged them. They put stripe on their back, and then they chained them hand and foot. And with chain in their hands, with chain in their foot, thank God they did not chain their mouth. I say, thank God they did not chain their mouth. It doesn't matter the situation you are, as long as you still have a praying mouth, that chain in your hand will soon break. The chain on your feet will break. This praying mouth will unlock power that will shake that prison. Earthquaking power. The Bible says at midnight, they did not grumble. They did not murmur. They didn't complain. They were not playing the blame game. They were not offended at God. The Bible said they prayed. And they prayed until they prevailed in the realm of the spirit, got the note of victory, and then as a sign that they have prevailed and gotten the note, songs of praise started welling up. And then they sang. Am I communicating? And then the manifest presence and power of God descended in that prison. Suddenly, prison break. Am I communicating? So before the inspiration for all those prison break movie, there was one in the Bible. In fact, two in the Bible. Peter and Paul and Silas. Am I communicating? And the Bible says, suddenly, there was an earthquake. Suddenly, if there's an earthquake today, won't CNN, won't BBC, won't NTA, won't all these media, won't they come and cover the news? Won't they carry the news? There was an earthquake that rocked the prison to its foundation. The Bible says, and suddenly all doors were open. Prayer will release power to open doors for you. I'm telling you, supernatural open doors. The possibilities of prayers are unlimited. I say the possibilities of... Listen, everything God can do, prayer can do. Because through prayer, you tap into the economy of the omnipotent power of God. Malika Barakatai. Everything God can do, prayer can do. Malagaba Sataya. The Bible says the foundation of the prison was shaken, and suddenly all doors were open. And it's not just the door of the particular prison, where the particular room where Paul and Silas were. The Bible says all the doors. So even the other prison inmates, they benefited from their prayer. They benefited. All their doors were open, and everyone's band, the chains, whatever they used to tie them, were loosed. Not just that of Paul and Silas. Everyone in that prison. Why? The presence and power of God was in the prison. And the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And once the presence and power is there, there must be deliverance. There must be freedom from captivity, bondage, freedom from sickness, freedom from disease. That's why I say you cannot imprison a praying person. You cannot put the destiny of anybody that is a person of prayer in prison. Impossible. Prayer power will blast open every prison door. Conta balatiza. Most of the times, Satan's advantage is because believers don't pray. Ah, yeah. We don't know the power available to us in prayer. If truly you understand the omnipotent power of prayer, I'm telling you, you will start praying with the same seriousness with which you take your job if you are a worker. You will start praying with the same discipline and seriousness with which you take your academics if you are a student. Am I communicating? Say, I receive grace to pray without ceasing. In this season, in the name of Jesus. James 5:16 Amplified. Let me finish my reading. It says, the Amplified version, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes what? Tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. You see, ye shall receive power. Acts 1:8. Don't go there. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Now, listen to me. Listen to this explanation, because this understanding is crucial. The day you received the Holy Ghost, you received all of God's power to reside in you, in the person, because the Holy Ghost is the custodian of the power of God, the power of the Godhead. Now, potentially, that power is there. But the fact that it is there potentially does not mean automatically it is available for use. No, 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 no. There is a system and technology for making the power of the Holy Ghost that is locked up in your spirit. There is a technology in the realm of the spirit for making it available. And he's saying it is through prayer. Which kind of prayer? The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man will now make that power. The moment you start praying, the power of God will gain motion in your spirit. It will convert from potential energy to kinetic energy. Am I communicating? And that power will now be made available for use. You can now utilize it to meet your needs. You can now use that power that has been made available through prayer to solve problems, to dominate circumstances, to minister healing, to minister deliverance, to change circumstances. Am I communicating? This is how you make that dynamic ability to cause changes available. Shabalatiza brandeke palatia. Korudesi brandeke palatia. Say, I receive grace to pray like never before in this season. Aya. Give me James 5:13. This scripture never ceases to bless me. Aya. Borabatai. James 5:13. He said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Hey, Listen, I don't care the magnitude or the duration of the affliction. If only you know how to pray, you can pray your way out of every affliction. Am I communicating? He said, is any among you afflicted? Whether it is in your finances, financial affliction, or marital affliction in your marriage, Are you afflicted in your body, in your health? Are you afflicted in your mind? Depression is an affliction, demonic affliction affecting people's mind. The Bible calls it the spirit of heaviness. Are you afflicted in your spirit? Are you suffering from spiritual affliction? Are you suffering from mental affliction? Are you suffering from bodily affliction? Are you suffering from financial affliction? Are you afflicted in your business? Nothing is working. Things are going from frying pan to fire. Are you suffering affliction in your job, in your career? Are you suffering any form of affliction? He says, let him pray. Prayer is a cure. Scriptural cure. This is how you handle affliction. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Hallelujah. After you have dealt with the affliction through prayer, then you will become merry and then you will sing psalms. Hallelujah. You will sing psalms. Somebody is singing a new song. Somebody that came here afflicted, you will end up singing a new song. That situation will not end in disgrace. This is a word for somebody. That affliction you have suffered for this long, it will not end in shame and disgrace. It shall end in praise. The Lord says it shall end in praise. Konda barakatiza. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. If you start reading the preceding verses, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God and went on to list all the components of the whole armor of God. And then it says, praying always. As in, after the believer who is likened to a Roman soldier, in that context, after the believer has put on the whole armor of God, he said, your duty is to pray. As in, the purpose of wearing all the armor is to pray. Are you seeing something? You know, prayer is not just one of the armor. He said, you are wearing the armor so that you engage in prayer. You need all those armor for the praying to be effective. And he's talking of spiritual warfare in this context. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 3:20. Borabataya, power through prayer. Now unto him that is able to do. Oh, this scripture is such a blessing. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that what? Worketh in us. Okay, let me read it this way. According to the power that worketh in us, comma, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Is it clearer that way? According to the power that worketh in us, unto him that is able to do. In other words, God will do in and through you beyond what you can ask or imagine, according to the power that worketh. The key word, that word power, is dunamis, dynamic ability to cause changes, miracle working power. Okay, divine ability, that's dunamis. But I want you to take note of that word, worketh. According to the power. It didn't say according to the power in us. Did you see that? No, you didn't hear me. I say that scripture did not say according to the power in us. It said according to the power that worketh. The Greek word worketh is energio, where they get the English word energy. So that word energio, it also means active. So it's talking of the active power that is at work. Am I communicating? Energetic force, according to the power that is operative. Another meaning of energio, I say energio means active. Energio also means what? I just said it. It also means what? Operative. So it's talking of operative power. Operative power. Active power. So question, how do you make the power in us to become active, to become operative, so that God will be able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, using that active power, using that operative power? Is there a technology for converting the power in us to become active, to become operative? Yes. Elijah told us what we read earlier. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. So this power that worketh is talking of the power that has been made available through prayer. Operative power. That is the power that will heal your body, that will deliver you from oppression and captivity and bondage. That is the power that will transform your life and destiny. That is the power that will grant you supernatural progress and promotion and advancement. That is the power that will grant you divine favor, that will bring about showers of abundant blessings. That is the power that will prosper you. Am I communicating? That is the power that will grant you divine speed. And prayer gives you divine speed. It gives you supernatural speed. When Elijah prayed, the hand of the Lord came upon him. Give us that scripture. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 46. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 46. After he had prayed at the seventh time, the servant told him, 1 Kings 1846. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Am I communicating? The hand of the Lord came upon him and imparted supernatural strength, imparted supernatural speed, and he was divinely energized to run until he outrun the chariot of Ahab. Am I communicating? Somebody was moving with the fastest and the best chariot, the best technology for transportation during their time. That's the King Ahab. Yet Elijah, who was using his leg, because the hand of the Lord came upon him, he outran Ahab. Why? Because he had prayed for at least 7 hours. And that prayer generated, activated the anointing for supernatural speed. Are you listening? That's why I say prayer gives you speed. It gives motion to your life. See, there are some things that if you are living, if you continue doing the way you are doing, there are some things that is supposed to happen this year that may be delayed till the next 5 or 10 years. That is if at all they happen. But when you pray, Siba, prayer gives you speed. And the anointing for speed brings about the shortening of time. Am I communicating? So that, listen, some things that were supposed to happen in the next 20 years, this anointing for speed can make it happen in your life this year alone. It can compress the result of 10 years and give you it this year alone. That's how important prayer is. Korabakasaya. The yoke of demonic delays and satanic stagnation can be broken by the power of prayer. Can be broken by the power of prayer. Sharpalatiza. Pray. prayer changes the seasons of your life. A major way the season of your life changes is through prayer. Jesus, the son of the carpenter, for 30 solid years. And then the Bible says when he began his ministry, he was spirit-led after he was spirit-filled in Luke 4:1 into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But before the temptation, Jesus had enough spiritual intelligence to engage in fasting and prayer for 40 days. And the Bible said, when the temptation came, Satan brought the temptation, he overcame all the temptations. And then in Luke 4:14, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, and the fame of him spread abroad. And then he entered into the synagogue to read the scrolls. And the Bible said when he took that scroll from the scribe, he stumbled upon, he found Isaiah 61, the messianic prophecy concerning him. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Luke 4:18, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. In other words, Jesus just stepped into prophecy. Am I communicating? Prayer will activate hanging prophecies into fulfillment in your life. Don't just be a prophecy collector. You must learn to pray them into manifestation. Ayagila barakatai. Prayer is a principal fulfiller. See, fulfillment of prophecies and God's promises requires spiritual energy in the earth realm. And it is through prayer that you release that spiritual energy that will now import those prophecies in the realm of the spirit and drag them into manifestation in this physical realm. Am I communicating? So it is an error to be collecting prophecies and you are not praying them. He said, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which have gone ahead of thee. He said, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. So you don't wish prophecies into fulfillment. You war with them in prayer. You war with them unto fulfillment. You war with them unto manifestation. Kapalatiza. Because the moment the prophetic word is declared over your life, it is a call unto spiritual warfare. Because it was not only you that heard that prophecy. Demons too heard it. Satan heard it. Demons heard it. Angels heard it. Everybody heard it. Now, the moment Satan and his demons heard that prophecy, they will go to work. They will start working night and day to stop that prophecy from coming to pass. And that is the reason for the warfare. It will be an error for you to receive and hear and then cross your leg and do nothing. Palico vapatina. Am I communicating? Jesus stepped into prophecies after 40 days prayer and fasting. The season of his life changed like night and day. Suddenly the son of the carpenter, suddenly his fame spread abroad. His influence increased like wildfire. And then the miracle started. Even his teaching ministry changed. The Bible says, as he spoke those words, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to restore sight to the blind, to proclaim liberty to them that are bound, the opening of prison, to set the captives free, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. The Bible says, when Jesus finished and closed the book and gave the attendant, suddenly all eyes were on him. He told them, this day is this prophecy fulfilled in your hearing. And all eyes were on him. And they wondered at the gracious words that came out of his mouth. Before he prayed and fast, they did not wonder. And now they wondered. And then if you read down, the Bible says he entered the synagogue and he was preaching. He was not preaching like the scribes and the Pharisees and the other people, his preaching was with power and authority. The Bible said the people heard him. They say, what? He said his words were with authority. There was a demon possessed person, a man with an unclean spirit, that started reacting. The demons started reacting. Why? Power. His preaching was with power. Am I communicating? Prayer will change the season of your life. Prayer will usher you into another season. Maybe you are in a season in which everything looks like a struggle. I wish you will invest quality and quantity time in prayer and change that season and shift to the next one. Am I communicating? So that where you have known struggles and frustration, you begin to enjoy victory. I say you begin to enjoy victory. Supernatural victories. Where you have suffered failures and frustration, you begin to enjoy supernatural success. Suddenly doors start opening for you. Because prayer power will open doors. Kapaka subalatiza bratata. See, let me tell you something. The moment you start praying, you activate the ministry of angels. Angels, their ministry becomes amplified in your favor. Balika sapaka toni kilatai. There are times that after spending protracted time in prayer, and then towards the end, I will just tell God, Father, I need this thing. And before before the end of the prayer, I will be shocked that the thing is done. I will just check my phone and then I will receive a message that thing I told God was done. How can you explain it? Angels, they begin to influence men. They begin to influence systems to favor you, to help you, to support you. Even your destiny helpers, suddenly angels begin to put thought in their heart. Thoughts come to their mind to help you, to favor you, to assist you. Am I communicating? You say you are looking for job. He say no job. There is job. What you need is what it takes to get the job. There is job. Let me give you a simple formula. If you are looking for a job and all the places you have been applying, they've been bouncing you. Now, the next one you get, before you apply, before you go for the interview, let me tell you how to get the job. Should I tell you? You see, the problem is people are not willing to do what they are supposed to do. Some don't know what to do. Why some know, but they don't do it? So the two categories, they still get the same result. Negative. If I were you, if I need a job in so-so place, before I go for that interview, see, I'm going to take 1, 2, 3 days and pray for at least 11 hours concerning that job. I'm telling you what me I will do. The day before the interview, I'm going to even do a vigil. Then I'll wear my best suit, wear my best clothes, shine my shoe, carry my quali certificate, and go for that interview. Let me tell you, there is no power on earth. And if I want to cap it up, I will look for a seed, a sacrifice, and so then go for that. See, all the forces in hell cannot stop me from getting that job. See, prayer will shatter all barriers, every resistance. It will crush, the power to crush mountain is released. And then angels will start influencing your employer, all the people on the interview panel, in your favor. In your favor. They come suddenly, they will come under a divine influence in your favor. Am I communicating? He said, no husband. Say these days, no husband. he had to marry. Even the one way you see now, they say no money for bride price. Can't you see the economy? I saw one of the protest this thing they wrote. Even the women are complaining that no one to marry because of the high price of things in the economy. So the men cannot get the money to come and marry. Some have even done introduction for the past 3 years. They have been calling them, in-law called them, miss call, no money to come and pay. Kaludo Sefila Balatia. Prayer will bring money into your account. Especially when you are a giver. I'm telling you, prayer will bring money. There are many times that after long time in prayer, I'll check my phone. I'm seeing a lot. See, forget to. There was a day I needed money. I started pacing the floor. Baka subulatia. And I started releasing angels. A secondary school classmate of mine was traveling from Bauchi to Abuja. He said he didn't know what came upon him. He just suddenly decided to stop in Jos. He said the thought of me came into his mind. And me and him, we've not been speaking. I don't even know when last we spoke. More than 1 year. He said, as he was passing through Jos, he just remembered I was in Jos. So he stopped, cut his journey short, and even looked for an hotel to stay for that night. He postponed the journey to tomorrow. He said, you must see me. He said, I must pray for him. He said, man of God. So he called me that he's around. I said, oh yeah, come. I described my house. He came. He told me he's into all this solid mineral, all this mineral mining. And all of that, you know, and even brought some of the stone like that. I prayed for him, laid hands, and then the amount I was telling God that day in prayer, he sold it as seed, prophet offering. How can you explain it? Malatuze Pelete. Have you not heard of T.L. Osborne? They needed money to pay rent for hall or something. He prayed to God. God rained dollar bill in his parlor, in his living room. He woke up the following day. He came and saw dollar everywhere. He said when he gathered all the money, he counted, it was the exact amount he needed. You know, people believe Satan can give money when they do ritual. Who lied to you that God cannot give money to? If Satan can give ritualists money, why can't God give you money? Am I communicating? There is no scarcity of husband. What you need is what it takes to get one. And I'm telling you, prayer is more important than makeup, as good as makeup is. See, let me tell you something. You need more than makeup to get good husband. Am I communicating? There are some very beautiful girls. They are wondering why ladies that are not as beautiful as they are, their friends and all of that, are getting married before them. Because you think life is only beauty. You are joking. You can be very beautiful in the realm of the spirit. Demons are impersonating you. In fact, in the realm of the spirit, they are giving the perception of a very old woman. There was somebody like that I prayed for. As in the physical, the person is beautiful, fine, and all. But when people look at the person, what demons make them see is an old woman. So, who won't marry old woman? So all the men are running away. And then the lady is wondering, with this my fine face, my makeup face, you look at herself in mirror, because she's seeing with this physical eye. She's not seeing with the eyes of the spirit. She is not prayerful. Am I communicating? Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. And when you do business with God in prayer, it will do something to the eyes of your beholders. The very thing you think you are feeling insecure about concerning yourself. Maybe you say your nose is too big. Or you say you are too short. Or you say you are too black. Say this is my head, self, they like city boss. The very thing that you, in your mind you are thinking is the reason why men are not looking at you. By the time you pray and do business with God, you'll be surprised that your God-ordained spouse, that will be the very attraction to you. He will tell you, you know, I love you so much. Do you know what I even like the most about you? Is this your nose? Why? Because God have done something to his eyes. Through prayer power. Am I communicating? People can go and collect charm, kanya matter, and rub those powder so that any man that sees them will fall in love with them. Now, if the kingdom of darkness can do that, how much more you? Have you not heard about Esther? A woman of prayer, she knew how to provoke the anointing for favor on the altar of prayer and fasting. The moment the king saw her, that was the end of the beauty contest. He said, I have found my queen. She obtained favor. What you need to get husband is favor. What you need to get wife is favor. All your fine boy is less than 5%. Favor is the remaining 95%. Say this one, enter. Make you enter. Somebody say favor. Favor is the reason why a lady that five men are fighting for her hand in marriage, and all of them have more money than you. Favor is the reason why she will say no to all of them and say yes to you. Even though her friends may not understand her decision, they'll say, you the craze, you leave this guy, we get jeep, you even get mansion to marry this one where they trek. But the one where they trek, he knows how to pray and provoke anointing for favor. Am I communicating? Ikola balatai. If you no get money, sabi pray. Guys, are they here? But the problem is when you no get money, you see they prayerless. And you are complaining that you no get wife. So all of them, they bounce you. This is not my message, oh. People don't allow me to enter there. At least get one. Let me tell you. At least get one. Am I communicating? He said that every time you apply for visa, they deny you. Hi, you sabi pray. You can't be doing the same thing the same way you've always done it and expect a different result. Change your approach this time around. Before you go for that visa interview, lock yourself in the room. Jika pakate kebrekete visa makatuse peletena visa. By the time you are done 7 hours, Keliko, but do that for 3 days. Go for that visa interview. See whether they will bounce you again. Spiritual forces are released already. Angels will start influencing the system. You say you are doing business. You say, you see the way things are. No customer. Oh. Customers are no longer coming. Oh. Customers are no longer patronizing. If you learn how to pray, customers will come. Prayer power will start influencing customers. They will come under a divine influence. They will leave other people selling the same product as you. They will locate your shop. Prayer will give you favor with men. It will cause customers to come like flies. Am I communicating? people go and collect charm and put on top their shop, some bury it in front of their shop so that customers will come, and it's working for them. How much more you? You have something greater. You have the power of the Spirit. Learn to unleash it on the prayer altar. Glory to God. Maleto Sataya. If you are writing, write. What is prayer? Prayer is communion with God through His Spirit based on His Word. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship or communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Prayer is communion or fellowship or intimacy with God through His Spirit. We fellowship God through the Holy Spirit, and then this communion through the Holy Spirit is based on God's Word. The Word of God is the legal language of prayer. John 15 verse 7, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Hallelujah. If you abide in me and my words, that word is rhema, abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will. So you need the rhema of God to abide in you through meditation. Okay, so you study and meditate to bank up the word in your spirit, and then the Holy Ghost quickens rhema. Okay, and it is that rhema that is abiding in you, the word of Christ abiding in you, that comes out in prayer. Okay, so if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye. That word ask means demand. You will demand what you want, and it shall be done, ginomai. It shall be produced. It shall be generated. It shall be caused to be. As even if it does not exist, God will create it and manufacture it and give it to you. Am I communicating? Proverbs 28 verse 9. It says, he that turneth his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. What is the law? It's talking of the law of God's word. So if you want your prayer to be effective, you must understand and apply the law of God's word. That's why we say prayer must be based on the word of God. The word of God is the constitution of the kingdom of God. The word of God is the constitution of God's kingdom upon which successful prayer is based. So you pray based on the relevant scriptural provisions. Glory to God. What's prayer? I say number one, it is communion or fellowship or intimacy with God through His Spirit based on His Word. Number two, prayer is partnering with God to bet and enforce His will, plans and purposes on earth. Prayer is partnering with God to bet and enforce His will, plans and purposes on earth. Through prayer, we partner with God to bet His will and to enforce His will, plans and purposes. In Jeremiah 29:11, God said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. I know the plans I have for you. They are plans of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. So Jeremiah 29:11 talks of God's plan and purpose for your life. Then in Jeremiah 13, it says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Is there a connection between verse 11 and verse 13? Yes. After the knowledge of God's plan and purpose, the next thing is to partner with God in prayer. Start seeking God's face in order to bet and enforce His plans and purpose for your life. For you to fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life, you've got to pray. The fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for your life is impossible without prayer. Even Jesus could not fulfill God's plan and purpose for Him without prayer, without the partnership of prayer. It's not enough to receive the revelation of God's plan and purpose or God's will for your life. God can show you, you can see those things in visions, in revelation, even in your dream. But it will not just come to pass automatically. You must learn to partner with God in prayer, to bet and to enforce it. Am I communicating? Or else it will be delayed. Your destiny can be delayed or even denied manifestation in the earth realm if you don't learn to pray, if you don't invest time in prayer. So prayer will help you to bet the will of God, the plans and purposes of God. It will help you to enforce them. In Matthew 6:10, Jesus said, when you pray, he says, in verse 10, he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom what? Come. He's teaching on prayer. He's giving them the manner in which they should pray. A model, a template. Okay? He says, thy kingdom come. That's the kingdom of God. Thy will be done in prayer. So, it is through the partnership of prayer that we bet and enforce the will of God in our lives, in our families, in our homes, in our cities, in our nation. Am I communicating? The will of God concerning an individual or a family can suffer delay or even denial if there is no human, a human being on earth to partner with God to bet and to enforce them in the earth realm. Glory to God. So if you want God's will to be done, to be enforced, you've got to pray. Jeremiah 33:3, God say, call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God does nothing on earth without the permission and partnership of human beings on earth. Why? Because he has already handed over the earth realm to man. When he created man, Adam, he made him the governor over the earth realm. He said, the earth has he given to the sons of men. So from that day henceforth, God will always require the partnership and the permission of man. There can be no divine manifestation without human partnership, without human participation, without human cooperation, without human collaboration. Glory to God. Number three, what is prayer? Prayer is the outpouring of your soul or your heart before God. The outpouring of your soul in the presence of God. You see that in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15. The way Anna prayed like a drunkard. She was so full of matter that she poured her heart. She poured her heart before the Lord. She was drunk in the spirit. She was drunk with the spirit of prayer. To the point that Eli the priest was marking him out. The man of God became carnal. He was marking him out. He even thought she was drunk with alcoholic wine. She said, no, don't count me. Don't count thy handmaiden like one of the daughters of Belial. He said, it is out of the abundance of my complaint that I'm praying. She was in bitterness of soul. Penina had provoked her. She had taunted her, had mocked her. Penina had children. Hannah was barren. Day by day, Penina was mocking, provoking Hannah. Until Hannah went to Shiloh. She had been going to Shiloh before, no show. But this time around, she meant business with God. She said, God, she made a vow, give me a man child, and I will give him back to you. And the Bible said, she prayed like a drunkard. She poured her soul before the Lord. Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I've poured out my soul before the Lord. That's another definition of prayer. The outpouring of your soul before the Lord. You pray from with all your heart. You pour out your heart before God. Kapake pora kapata. Have you not heard of men of prayer in history? Have you not heard of David Brainerd? Men that prayed as a profession. David Brainerd, the missionary to the Indians. He went to India for missionary work. David Brainerd, he was an American. The challenge was a language barrier. He couldn't speak their language. So how is he going to preach the gospel to the Indians? David Brainerd understood the power of prayer. He will enter the woods and pray, and pray, and pray for hours and travel. Before his first message, he spent at least 7 hours in prayer. And he was looking for an interpreter. He couldn't get any. The only one was a stranger who was just passing. And he was drunk. He was a drunkard. He said, if there is no any other one, I will use this one. He knew that there would be trouble because he's using a drunkard. So that was why he needed to invest that 7 hours in prayer before the message. So he was preaching, and a drunkard who was smelling alcohol was interpreting for him. And yet the power of God was released, and so many of them got saved. And then at a point, the Indians got angry. They said, this missionary, we must kill him. Then they rushed to go and kill him in his tent where he was staying. And then when they opened the tent, they saw him on his knees. This man was drunk in the spirit. He was praying. He was sweating. And then while they were looking, something transpired. Suddenly, they saw a snake, a venomous snake, crawl into the tent. And the snake came to where David Brainerd was. David Brainerd didn't even know. He was praying. He was lost in the spirit. The snake then stood up like this and looked at David Brainerd face to face. And then the snake just ran away, retracted and ran away. When the native Indians saw that, they said, this guy is not a human being. He must be a god. Just like they said concerning Apostle Paul at the island of Melita. Am I communicating? And that evening, when David Brainerd came and held meeting, almost everybody gave their life to Christ. These were men of prayer. Have you not heard of E.M. Bounds? They call him the Apostle of Prayer. E.M. Bounds wrote 11 books on prayer, but in his lifetime he only published 2. It was after his death they published all the rest. E.M. Bounds spent nothing less than 4 hours in prayer every day, at least. This man, there, apart from the Bible, there is no any other book on prayer that people don't reference his books on prayer. I have his book on prayer, E.M. Bounds. They call him Apostle of Prayer. People read this book to learn how to pray. The book came with an anointing. Shabalito Kaba. Have you not heard of Leonard Ravenhill, the author of Why Revival Tarries? It is said that this man spent 14 hours in prayer. Leonard Ravenhill. For it is said that when you come to visit him in his house, he can be talking with you like this, and then once the urge to pray comes, he will just ignore you as if you don't exist, and then he will go, and without apology he will enter and go and pray. As in you and him, you are talking, he will just no apology, and there is a call to go and pray. There is a higher call that he must heed. His books, I read that Why Revival Tarries. You can't read that book and be normal. He came with an anointing. An anointing. Hashi Balatia. How many of you have read Why Revival Tarries? That book came with an anointing. So Balatia. Zepletena. What of John Knox? John Knox, for 20 years, he will pray, Father, give me Scotland or I die. Give me Scotland or I die. To the point that the Queen of England, or the Queen of Scotland, Mary, she said, I fear the prayer of John Knox. I fear his prayer more than the prayer of all the armies in Europe put together. More than all the armies of Europe. As in, she fears the prayer of John Knox more than all the army of the whole Europe put together. How can you explain it? These were men that conquered territories. They dominated territories. They took over cities and nations. Evans Robert, for 13 solid years, he prayed until revival fire fell in Wales. And when the thing fell, everybody knew the presence and glory of God was in waves. The whole nation was immersed in a sea of God's glory. Am I communicating? All the prostitutes, their job ended. They couldn't continue prostitution again. In fact, there were no customers to even pass. In fact, the desire to even do the job died. Crime rate dropped to zero. Police and magistrates in court, there was no work for them, because everybody became moral. Am I communicating? These were men that conquered nations on the altar of prayer. What about John Hyde, praying Hyde? Hey, have you not read about John Hyde? He so prayed that they changed his name to praying Hyde. He prayed because anytime he lay down to pray, he was lying on the right side of his heart, on the right side of the chest. He so prayed that his heart shifted from the left to the right. From the anatomical position on the left, the thing shifted to the right because of the position that he was lying down anytime he prays. Medically, is it not dextrocardia, we call it? The thing shifted. And then when he went to the hospital, the doctor said, the only way this thing can go back is that for the next 4 years, don't pray. Don't say anything again. The guy said, thank you, sir. He went back, continued prayer until the thing shifted back to the left. Prayer shifted it from the left to the right. Prayer still shifted it from the right back to the left. These were men of prayer, creatures of prayer. If you are battling all this sinful addiction, say pornography, masturbation, or smoking, drink, alcohol, drug, I'm showing you how to kill it forever. Just start praying for 3 to 7 hours every day and see whether you will be able to do those addictions again. It will die. Have you not ever, A.A. Allen, listen. A.A. Allen, he prayed for a drunkard, as in chartered one, practicing drunkard that everybody knew. A.A. Allen prayed for him. He laid a hand on him. He told him, sir, I don't know how to do this addiction. I've tried stopping alcoholism. I've tried, no show. I've tried my best, no way. I will try to stop. He was using willpower. See, willpower alone cannot break the power of addiction. It's Holy Ghost power, and it is through prayer and God's word you make that power available. So he had tried his best to come out of this addiction to alcohol. He couldn't. A. Allen laid hand on him, commanded that spirit to leave him, delivered him. That drunkard, he said, after that impartation, the desire to drink alcohol died in him. The desire died. He said he couldn't drink again. As in, the desire and hunger, the taste for alcohol died instanta. Am I communicating? Parakasuvrakapata. What about Catherine Kuhlman? Have you not heard of Catherine Joanna Kuhlman, a woman of prayer? Shabalatiza, a woman that carried the glory of God, the manifest presence and power of God. This woman, it was said that one of her meeting, the kind of things that happened in that meeting, even till date, there are few meetings like that the earth have seen. She spent 15 hours in prayer that day. She was telling Jesus that if you will not go with me, I'm not going. She spent, after praying for 15 hours, she was on her way to the meeting. And then she saw in a vision, Jesus appeared to her in the car and said, I am going with you. And while they were on the road, the venue where the crusade was to take place, some of the ministry staff, they called her. They say, "Ma, you can't imagine what is happening already." He said, "The moment we announce to the people that you have left the hotel room, that you are on your way to the venue, that 24 wheelchairs, 24 cripple on wheelchair got up." He said, "Healings are already taking place." 24. She has not arrived the venue. Am I communicating? Maria Woodward Ita, a woman of prayer. This woman, 50 mile radius, when she is coming, anything around that 50 mile radius goes under the power. It was a phenomenon. Initially, they didn't know it was because of her presence. They noticed that people will just start falling down, falling down, falling down. They were wondering. It happened the first time. It happened the second time. Then they now saw a common denominator when it happened the third time. They realized that any time she enters into town, that thing happens. The moment she comes, even when she is coming inside the ship like that, 50 mile radius, there was a power, the glory of God, the power of God. It was like, I don't want to explain this thing. There was a circumference of power around her. These were people of prayer. People of prayer. Sokopola Gabaya. Intopolekida. Braskatila. Kondesete. Let me come to let me come home. What of people like Pastor Iye Adeboye? What of people like Apostle Babalola? Have you not heard of Apostle Babalola? A man of prayer. A man that moves by the transportation of the Holy Ghost. There was a time he told his children that they should be going to church. It was Sunday morning. He was praying in the room. He told them they should be going. When they got to the church, they noticed he had arrived before them. He was in church. They say, I said, "Didn't we leave Baba at home praying in the room?" They say, "Yes." He said, "Okay, you." Then there was no technology like phone to call. He said, "You go and check whether Baba is still at home, because we don't understand. We left him at home. We didn't see him when he passed us. And now he's in church before us." He said, "Go and check." They went and checked. They opened the door. They saw him. He was still praying. The guy came back and reported. He said, "Baba is still praying at home." And then they came to the church. The guy was still in church. He was there. He was here. This man will carry prayer point in his hand. Oruko Jesu. The thing will catch literal fire. As in the prayer point, the paper. Literal fire. There is Joseph Babalola University. The place they put the gate of the university is where an angel of the Lord appeared to him. The footprint of that angel, it is said that is still there till today. A heavyweight angel. If you see very big, am I communicating? These were men. That man did not go to school. He couldn't speak English, but he knew how to speak the language of spiritual power, because he was a man of prayer. Education is good, but it is overrated, because life is spiritual. Kenneth Hagin said, "The man that knows how to pray will be more successful in life than the man with a college degree." Why? Because life is first spiritual. And prayer is a major spiritual law of dominion. Am I communicating? There was a time Apostle Babalola was praying, and he so prayed that power was generated, and he started levitating. When people saw him going up like this, going up like this, they grabbed his leg. They said, "Babalo, Babalo." I'm telling you, they were holding him. The man literally was ascending. He was levitating. Ayagabalakatai. There was a time the wife was complaining that he was fasting and praying too much. He will go to the mountain, do 40 days, come back. The wife said, you are not going anywhere today. All this your prayer, all this your crusade. She locked him inside the room and carried the key. And then to her surprise, this man disappeared from the room and went for the meeting. She heard that Baba ministered. Baba is preaching. She couldn't believe her eyes. She went there. She saw him preaching. She said, is this not the key? Where did he pass? She came, check. The padlock is still on the door. Echo Lataya. The man can walk through walls. Shabalatizo Brakatai. These were men of prayer. Katakido Kapakata. It is on record, apart from Moses in the Bible, that caused water to come out of the rock. Apostle Babalola prayed on the mountain, it became thirsty. There was no water. He struck the rock like Moses. Water came out and he drank. What a man. Pateketeya. There was a pool that the man prayed and then he blessed the pool. He released the power of God on the pool. And then anybody that enters that pool gets healed. Miracles, gets delivered. Guess what? Trust our Nigerian people. They came and emptied the water in the pool. Everybody, people carry jerrycan, carry miracle water pool. I'm telling you, they emptied the place. Because people were coming from different places. Sick people, oppressed people, all manner, people that need miracle. The moment they enter, it is done. So they couldn't pack the whole water. People carried it home. These were men of prayer. Pastor E. Adeboye gave the story. He said, this was how Pakinda Yomi, an uneducated man that God gave the vision of redeem to. Even the name Redeemed Christian Church of God, he received it in a vision. He said he saw it written, that's Pakinda Yomi, in the place of prayer. He saw Redeem written in red with blood, Redeemed Christian Church of God. Because he didn't go to school, he couldn't read it. So he wrote it, he scribbled it somewhere. Somebody needed to read it to him that, okay, this is what you saw, redeemed. When he prayed to God, what will be the name of the church? God showed him in a vision. Because Redeem started as a prayer house first, before the church base came. Am I communicating? Are you surprised that Redeem is in 196 nation today? They had a foundation in prayer and fasting. Am I communicating? And when God told him Pastor E. Adeboye will be the person to take over from me, he started training him. He will call Pastor E. Adeboye to come to his house. And then two of them will pray. Pastor E. Adeboye said they will pray until they sweat. He said he will remove his clothes. That was how Baba trained him for ministry. And then at a point, Pakinda Yomi took him to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kenneth Hagin's meeting. You see, men of the spirit, they know each other. The man knew Kenneth Hagin, and he knew that he was a general. He carried Pastor E. Adeboye. They went to Tulsa, Oklahoma for Kenneth Hagin's meeting. And then the hotel that they lodged in Tulsa, something happened there. Pastor E. Adeboye said it was in that hotel that Pakinda Yomi officially told him that you are the one God said I should hand over the church to, that through your ministry Redeem will move to the next level and it will become a global ministry. He said, you are the one. And then he said, Baba said, kneel down. And they started praying. When him and Pakinda Yomi started praying, the hotel shook as into the foundation. Prayer power was generated that shook the hotel. They started receiving knock on the door. The receptionist and the hotel management, the engineer came. Say, what was it? What are you doing? Are you operating an equipment or a machinery? He said, No. They have to check. They didn't believe him. They checked the room, checked everywhere to ensure that they are not operating. He said, because they heard vibration. that something is wrong. Let this hotel not collapse. The thing shook. Guess what? After they checked out of that hotel, the hotel was closed down. Why? They were afraid that it was going to collapse because of that shaking. Several years later, Pastor E. Adeboye said something took him to Tulsa. When he saw the hotel, he just remembered the encounter. And then he narrated the story to the other pastors. And to his surprise, the hotel was still under lock and key. And then he said he felt the compassion of Jesus. He then went to the hotel. He laid hands. He said, "I command this hotel to be opened." He left, went to Nigeria. Shortly after, the hotel resumed activities. Rise to your feet. These were men. Men of prayer. My prayer for you is for God to make you a prayer. I don't know whether the English is correct. I don't know whether this English is correct, but the spirit behind it is correct. I say my prayer for you is for God to make you a prayer. It was D.L. Moody that said, if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer. Kaskateliga Bagadi. Have you not heard of George Muller that had an orphanage of over 2,000 children in that orphanage? This was a man of absolute faith in God. He didn't believe in begging people for money to run the orphanages. He made a vow to God that I will never beg anybody for money to run this orphanage. I will not beg. I will not disturb anybody. I will trust you absolutely. He was a man of absolute faith in God and prayer. And when there is no food for the children for breakfast, he will tell them, children, get ready for your breakfast. Carry your plate, carry your bowl, sit in the dining. Food is coming. And physically there is no food. Then the man will go in the place of prayer and start praying. George Muller will pray, travail in prayer. And then suddenly, miraculously, there will be supernatural supplies. In one of those cases like that, after he prayed, a truck driver driving so much milk, milk and cake. The person was sent on an errand to go and deliver the milk and cake inside that truck to another city. So he was driving. When he came to that city close to the orphanage, the truck broke down. And there is no way to get a mechanic close by. And he needs to deliver this thing in the next 3 hours, or else the milk will spoil. So he now sat down and said, instead of me allowing the whole milk, thousands of milk like this to spoil, let me just, there's an orphanage here, let me take it there. And then he went. He said, "Sir, do you need milk?" He met George Muller, who had just finished praying. His children are waiting for breakfast. He said, "Sir, do you need milk?" He said, "Yes, actually, we have 2,000 children here. They need milk." And they went and carried all the milk and the cake. That was how they had breakfast. These were men that they understood the power of prayer. Who tells you prayer does not work? See, listen, whatever is not working in your life, you can work it out through prayer power. Zechariah 12:10. Malate sovrehetena. Kapaka subrakatia. He said, "I will pour upon the house of AGMI." You didn't hear? "I will pour upon the house of AGMI and the inhabitant of Jos the spirit of grace and supplication." Maleko Zabalatiza. Ende kefrigo borakidas. Shele melekoska. I want you to pray for an outpouring. You see, the outpouring of the Spirit is in response to prayer. The Holy Ghost, the supply of the Spirit doesn't just happen. It is activated through prayer. There is a direct relationship between prayer and the supply of the Spirit. And it is the supply of the Spirit that meets your every need, whether it is healing or prosperity or deliverance or progress or favor. It is the supply of the Spirit that gives you your miracle. And how do you activate that supply of the Spirit? It is on the altar of prayer. In Philippians 1:19, Paul said, I know this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Whatever was not working before can be made to work on the altar of prayer. Shelika barande kebrekete zepilatosa balatina koran zembelento sobrakatia lefika brande kepora kapata lika barondo brekete. Then a heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. The outpouring of the Spirit is in response to prayer. In Joel 2 verse 15, Joel 2:15, he said, let the priests weep. Let them weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O God. He said, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in the holy mountain. Let the bridegroom go out of the bride chamber. He said, let the suckling children, let them assemble for this solemn assembly. He said, let priests weep. Let them weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O God, and give not thy heritage unto reproach. And then he said, God will respond. And then God will become jealous. And then God will cause an outpouring of the Spirit to happen. In verse 23, he says, I will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. In the first month, the vat shall be full of wheat. The floor shall be full of wheat. The vat shall overflow with corn and wine. Let the Spirit of prayer mantle me. Let the Spirit of prayer and supplication, let it mantle me. Let it mantle me. Let the Spirit of prayer mantle me. Kabate keboraka palatai, eraka baka brakatai. Is anyone afflicted? Let him pray. You can pray your way out of every affliction. You can pray your way to a change of level. You can pray your way to your next level. You can pray your way to a change of season. You can pray your way, lika barakatai, out of every problem. This is how to deal with affliction. La batiza balatai. Is anyone afflicted? Let him pray. Pray your way out of affliction. Pray your way out of every prison. Let the Spirit of prayer mantle me. Is there, I will pour upon the house of Egypt, upon the inhabitants, the Spirit of prayer. The Spirit of prayer is coming upon me, is mantling me. The prayer grace, the prayer anointing, lakabaya subalatia ebrekete. He said, the fire upon the altar shall never be burning. The fire shall never go out. The priest you put in more firewood. Abala tuze beletena.
Rababalatai Embreketeskaba Alagabaya Isomaladia. Jesus spake a parable in Luke 18 verse 1. To this end that men ought always to pray and not to give up. I refuse to give up. I refuse to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. If you don't want to faint in the day of adversity, then you've got to pray. You must give yourself to prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. It says pray without ceasing. Arabalia la baladai, brande gebora balata, bora bata sepeleta, egabaga brande gebaha. Shala ya 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 ya. The spirit of prayer, let it to me. Ayaga baliga bagadai, eloko brande geba, balatosa batai. I receive an impartation of the spirit of prayer. In Leviticus 6:12, there was an admonition to the priest. He said, the fire upon the altar must never be burning. The fire must never go out. The priest, you put in wood. Latakole barakatai. Borabakasa brakatai. Leke borabalagida. Let the prayer fire burn. Let the prayer fire burn. Let the prayer fire burn. Let your voice be heard on high. Let your voice be heard on high. Let the prayer fire burn. Pray your way out of every bondage. Pray your way out of every addiction. Pray your way out of every captivity. Pray your way out of every prison. Break barriers. Generate power. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man make tremendous power available. Power for progress. Divine power for favor. Divine power to get wealth. Divine power for dominion. Shela ya 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 balakatai. Ora bande keba. Zebila tatai. Eko balatiza, brande ke balatai. The spirit of prayer is upon us tonight. The spirit of prayer is upon us tonight. Late komba gande gemba rondo komba ganda. My prayer life can never remain the same. Liada balatai, I receive an infusion of prayer fire. Balakose ketena. Korabaka sopoletena. Lebakataka brakatai. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine, through the power that worketh in us, according to the power that is at work, that is operative, that is active. Come on, make that power available. Make that power available. Power for change. Power to change your circumstances. Power to dominate circumstances. Power to dominate devils. Power to blast every affliction. Power to shatter every barrier. Power to break the bondages. The yoke and chains of addiction. The yoke and chains of bondages and affliction. Irobokonde gebrekete. Legabaya embelatona brande kebaha borra balaiza. Kalida Brandegeba. Shala ya 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 ya. There are five people that I'm seeing the power of promotion. The Lord says promoting those five people. A new level of power. A new level of authority. As I speak, they are being clothed now. The mantle with power now. The garment of power. A garment of fire is clothing you right now. Irabalendo boko sekete. Lift up your hands. Shaladabos. Jalagabragadai. Elo sebeketena. Five people set out for special promotion. Ligabate esomadia. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing for promotion, the anointing for promotion, let it rest upon them now. Let it rest upon those people now. Kalabaka sobalatia. Shalabato sekete. Karamandeke brekete. Borosetani agabate. One of them, the power of God will come upon you and you will give a loud shout. I'm hearing a shout in the realm of the spirit. Help them. Matake. Bring them forward. There are five of them. Palatuze petete. They are being clothed with a garment of fire power. Lord is promoting people. Ilada bondeke brakatai. Soboleke boraka patai. Ondo praska palakidas. Shamaliga brakatai. Yokes are being broken. I say yokes are being broken. It shall come to pass in that day. His burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. Every satanic yoke is broken. Every demonic burden is lifted. Every satanic yoke is broken. The yoke of addiction is broken. The yoke of sinful addiction is broken. The yoke of sickness is broken. The yoke of debt and poverty is broken. The yoke of failure is broken. The yoke of the devil of delay is broken. I'm seeing keys. Can you stretch forth your hands like this? I'm seeing the Lord, the angel of the Lord, dropping keys in people's hands. Keys. Manda pora kapatai. The key of revelation. Maliko vrekita. For somebody, it is the key of favor. Aya, ya, 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 ya. Isule meletiza brande kepa. For another person, it's a key of breakthrough. The key of progress. Lisule meletizo branda kapa. The key of advancement. The key of wealth. I'm seeing Mashila Batai. The key of wealth. Masopote beletona. Kalabatia. Now open your heart and begin to receive your own. Whatever you are trusting God for, receive it now. Receive that key now. Bata balate. Beg that favor now. Beg that breakthrough now. Abba, beg that miracle now. For somebody, it is the key of power. Jalabatai. Beg that power now. Zeleto sebete. Elayagabaya. The key of wealth. Take your monies now. Let the oil of of wealth rest upon you now. Your broke days are over.
The key of abundance, the key of marital settlement, Kalido se peletena. Kula basida brande kepa. I'm seeing somebody, the Lord giving you the key to a miracle that is making you, I'm seeing you crying. It's tears of joy. As in, you have never seen such kind of miracle before. The kind of testimony that will shock not just you, it will shock the whole world. It's about to hit you. Take it now! Ora se peletena. Kai! Your miracle will make headline news. Your testimony will surprise and shock the world. An unprecedented dimension of favor is about to hit somebody. In this new season we just enter, I'm seeing an unprecedented kind of favor. Since you were born, you've never experienced this kind of favor that is about to hit you now, because I'm seeing the Lord releasing unprecedented favors. Kota balatiza prata kapa. Monda balasida. An unprecedented dimension of favor. Will you stretch forth your hands and receive it now? Ayagabareko vreketeke brakata. The person I'm talking about, there may be others, but I'm seeing a particular person that this anointing for unprecedented favor, Hepa, is resting upon her now. Kalabaros pila kapatai. The angels of favor, they are ministering to you now. Every spell of disfavor leaves your life now. Every spell of disfavor leaves your life now. The oil of favor bringer, Malatos Beletena. Take Jesus. In case you came with any other sickness that your case has not been mentioned, I want you to put your hand on your head right now, or wherever you need a miracle. I'm going to pray a mass prayer for every other form of disease, and whatever you are trusting God for, whether it is for miracle job, whether it is for breakthrough, I want you to just put your hand on your head. And as I pray right now, angels will be releasing your own miracle into your hands. Are you ready? I want your amen to be shouting like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I take authority over every disease condition. I decree and declare by the power that raised Jesus from the dead, be healed right now. Let the spirit of disease, sickness and infirmity leave your body now. Leave your mind now. In the name of Jesus, whatever you are trusting God for, I release your answers now. I release your miracle job now. I release your promotion now. I release your miracle car now. I release your miracle landed property now. Receive your miracle house. Receive your miracle husband. Receive your miracle wife. Receive that contract now. Receive that business deal now. Receive your financial blessing now. Receive your miracle money now. Receive your miracle favor now. Thank you, Father. I just saw a car key being handed into somebody's hands. I just saw a landed property being handed to somebody. I just saw a contract or like proposal being released in somebody's favor. I just saw a scholarship being released into Ayabaliga Balatai. Somebody's scholarship is being released now. Your testimony is released now. Your miracles are released now. Somebody's promotion that is long overdue is being released now. My God is changing your story, and you shall testify. Come on, celebrate and rejoice. So many things just happened. Come on, just go ahead and begin to appreciate Jesus. In 1-2 minutes, just say, Father, thank you. Bless him for your miracle, for your testimony. Bless him for the impartations, for the divine releases. Thank him for the breakthrough, the open doors. Thank him for the revelation of his word. Just go ahead and appreciate him. Kirobo sefreketena, karabasuvrakatia. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you were sick and I've prayed for you, the healing power of God has been released upon you. Now, there are those that their own, the manifestation of their healing is instant, as in the symptom, the pain, whatever issue they came with, it left immediately. Then there are those that their own manifestation of their healing is gradually, as in they notice the pain began to reduce, the symptoms began to leave small. It has not gone totally, but the healing process is ongoing, as in the manifestation is gradual. And then there are those that it looked as if nothing happened in the physical, but the truth is that something has happened in the realm of the spirit. All you need to do, keep the switch of faith on. In case your own manifestation of healing is not instant, keep the switch of faith on. Let me tell you something. The power of God that has been released upon you, it will keep working as long as you remain in faith. Don't listen to the voice of doubt, unbelief, telling you nothing has happened. Something just happened, and that power will continue to work until all the symptoms, the disease is gone. Now begin to check yourself, and if you begin to note changes in your body, you note changes that healing has taken place or healing is ongoing, meet Pastor Nenku behind, who would like to take your testimony. One of the ways you retain your healing is by testifying. Don't live without testifying. You notice changes in your body, meet Pastor Nenku behind, meet Pastor Mafeng, our pastors behind. Just give them your name. We'll call you at the appropriate time to testify. Just wave unto the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank him for the miracles. Thank him for the breakthroughs. Thank him for his word. Thank him for the supply of the Spirit. Go ahead and appreciate him. Go ahead and appreciate him. I want everybody up, please. Those seated, everybody up, please. Go ahead and appreciate him. Ronde sivrahatila kapata. Manda baroso vreketeke balata. Rode kivra palatiza. Go ahead and bless him. In the name of Jesus. All eyes closed. Now I want to give opportunity to somebody here. You are here in this place, and you are saying, man of God, I want my relationship with God to be restored. I want a new relationship with Jesus. You are tired of playing religion. You are tired of living your life as though God does not exist. And you know in your heart of heart that you want to make your ways right with God. I want you to come and meet me in front. Oh yes, I will gladly pray for you right now. I will lead you to Jesus. Come and surrender to him. Oh yes. You carry your Bible, your journal, anything you came here with. Oh, you want to make your way right with God. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want your relationship restored with your Maker. Come and meet me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God is speaking to you right now.
And in case you are following online, I want you to stand in front of the screen. If you are following online, just stand in front of the screen, the device you are using to listen. Just stand in front. Now, those of you in front and those following online, I want you to say this prayer with me. Believe it from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it with boldness. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. And on the third day, you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. I receive eternal life into my spirit. In Jesus' name. Congratulations.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.